And now this is a dictation for Lester, L-E-S-T-E-R, Schult, S-C-H-U-L, D as in David, T as in Tom. September 545, addresses a letter to Dr. Strom, S-T-R-O-M, as well as Saginaw, VA, 3214085. Dear sirs at Saginaw, VA, and dear Dr. Strong, consultation for Mr. Schult, Lester. An 80-year-old gentleman comes for evaluation of chronic kidney disease, question progression, accompanied by wife. He has long-standing hypertension, active smoker, recent vascular procedures, Dr. Hakani, H-U-Q-U-A-N-I, endovascular repair of abdominal aortic aneurysm, which was done in June. In September, which is a couple of weeks ago, right femoral angioplasty stent. And there are plans for the left-sided in the near future. He did have, a few days ago, a stroke presented with weakness on the left lower extremity with a fall, evaluated at Covenant, no compromise of face, speech, or upper extremity, no documented atrial fibrillation, and he is wearing a 30-day Holter monitor. Apparently, echocardiogram and blood test was done. Since discharge to home, there was another episode of tripping and falling, but no loss of consciousness. Did not go to the emergency room. Weight appetite is stable. Denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia. Denies abdominal pain, reflux. Has constipation, which is chronic, but no bleeding. Has chronic frequency nocturia. Denies infection, cloudiness, or blood. He still has his prostate. PSA apparently okay. He's using a walker since the stroke. No chest pain palpitation, no increase of dyspnea, no purulent material hemoptysis, no upper respiratory symptoms. Denies the use of oxygen, CPAP machine, or inhalers. Denies orthopnea, PND. Denies claudication symptoms or discolor of the toes. Chronic bruises of the skin, but no bleeding nose gums. Denies headaches. Has decreased hearing. Chronic back pain, but no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, past medical history. Smoker, vascular abnormalities as indicated above, abdominal aortic aneurysm and bilateral lower extremity disease, overactive bladder, hyperlipidemia, hypertension. In the hospital at Covenant, diagnosis of hyperthyroidism, workup in progress, started on medication. Tapazole, T-A-P-A-Z-O-L-E, denies diabetes, denies the vein thrombosis pulmonary embolism, no prior stroke until recently, no seizures, no gastrointestinal bleeding, anemia, blood transfusion, liver disease, or kidney stones, denies recurrent urinary tract infection, he's not aware of blood clotting in the urine. Years back, cardiac cath apparently done, coronary artery disease, but medication only, no procedures. Next paragraph. Procedures include the endovascular repair, aneurysm, sinus surgery, angioplasty stent right lower extremity, prostate cancer requiring prostate seeds, radiotherapy, and hormonal treatment. This is back in 2012, without recurrence, bilateral lens implant colonoscopies, benign procedures. Next paragraph, side effects to lisinopril. Next paragraph, pressing medications, Lipitor, metoprolol, folic acid, B12, stool softeners, nifedipine, aspirin, Plavix, Tapazole for overactive bladder on Bibegron. Is V as in Victor, I, B as in boy, E, G-R-O-N. Denies anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, start smoking age 16, presently one pack per day, not ready to quit. Does drink alcohol, but very little. Next paragraph, reduce system as indicated above. Next paragraph on physical exam, weight 187, 71 inches tall. Blood pressure 110.54 on the right, 108.58 on the left. Decreased hearing, no respiratory distress, normal eye movements, no gross facial asymmetry, no palpable fibro lymph nodes, carotid Bruch, JBD, lungs are clear, no consolidation pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, no pericardial rap gallop, no palpable libre spleen, does have femoral Bruch bilateral, probably worse on the left comparing to the right. Popliteal strong on the left, weak on the right. There is weakness on the left dorsiflexion and plantar flexion. Knee flexion on the left is stronger than on the right. No gross tremor rigidity. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries in the computer. September, this is from admission to the hospital at Covenant. Electrolytes were normal, creatinine at 1.8, representing a GFR around 37. Anemia 10.6, there was a normal white blood cell, platelets, MCB upper side 92. TSH was suppressed. Free T4 and free T3 were normal. Normal magnesium, urine 1+ of protein, negative for blood, no bacteria, one white blood cell. Normal calcium. Albumin. Liver function test normal. Cholesterol well controlled. Alcohol not detectable. Ammonia not elevated. Recent A1C 6.3, CPK not elevated, prior phosphorus normal, back in July, free T4 was high, 2.3. We suppressed TSH. In 2019, creatinine was already 1.3 for a GFR 54. In June of this year, there was a CT scan abdomen and pelvis. This is with contrast. The aneurysm, infrarenal, 5.6 by 5. Celiac artery with moderate stenosis. Right renal artery normal, left renal artery severe stenosis at the origin. There were aneurysm changes on both right and left common iliac artery. Incidentally, the left renal vein goes behind the aorta. Normal liver. Normal kidneys without obstruction, no stones. The presence of radiotherapy seeds on the prostate area. In 2021, a normal echo or close. Grade 1 diastolic dysfunction. Outside records. There is an echo in June. Normal ejection fraction. Minor abnormalities. Stress testing. There were perfusion defects, small size reversible on the anterior wall. CT scan of the brain, no acute process. No infarct. There are calcification, atherosclerosis of carotid bifurcation. MRI of the head. Acute infarct. small areas of diffusion restriction, right more than the left, and this is on posterior occipital lobes. Chronic ischemic changes. I want to mention that the thyrotropin receptor antibodies were not elevated. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease, question progression, likely hypertension, and vessel disease, reported left-sided renal artery stenosis, recent procedures, abdominal aortic aneurysm, and right leg angioplasty stent, recent IV contrast exposure, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. No obstruction or reported urinary retention. He needs to discontinue smoking. There is no nephrotoxic agents. There is minimal activity in the urine with low level of protein, but nothing to suggest active glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. We will monitor chemistry on a monthly basis. There are plans for further procedure left lower extremity. We need to find out if there are any plans from Dr. Hakani to eventually do any intervention on the left renal artery. In his case, not because of blood pressure control, but because of progressive kidney abnormalities. In the differential includes cholesterol emboli. Although I don't see any evidence of peripheral emboli. All issues discussed at length with the patient and wife. Continue to follow. End of dictation.